Now we're going to do things just a little bit differently. No business meeting is in a little while, a provisional business meeting. I don't think we have an enormous amount of things to take care of, but we do have some important things to take care of in the Lord's business. But tonight I want to turn your attention to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Very long verse. It'll take a long time to read it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Pray without ceasing. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of looking into your Word. Thank you for the privilege of prayer, that we may bring our requests and petitions before you, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we call. Lord, I pray in this service that your will be done. Everything said would bring honor and glory to you. That everything that is done would bring honor and glory to you. I pray for our business here and that's ahead, Lord, that every decision we make will be for your glory. Father, we love you. And we want to take time tonight to fellowship and communicate and just commune with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Pray without ceasing. Literally, if you read that in the Greek, it would say continually pray. Continually pray. Now, that's not just... It's not to say that your prayer never ends. The idea there is that your prayer life never ends. That it never, for that matter, you know, you pray more at some times than you do at others. No. That continually, every day, there's prayer. And I'm not just talking about a set prayer time, you know. We're good at setting, okay, at this time in the morning, this is my study and my prayer time. And that's wonderful. If you don't do that, you need to start. However, don't let that be from 7 to 8 or 6 to 7. Don't end it at the end of that time. But scatter your prayers throughout the day because, you know, as the day comes, I've discovered that there are things that I don't know about that I need to pray about through the course of the day. So, why is it so important? Why are we spending... This is week number 2 on prayer. I think it's week number 2. The basic meaning of pray in this text, that word prayer, the basic meaning is to ask God for help. Why do we need God's help? Well, I'm going to give you 3 things. And there are a lot more. But I want to give you 3 things tonight that we need to be continually praying about, that we need God's help for. Number 1, we have an enemy that's stronger than we are. Book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what?" So immediately we know that we are not liked by the devil. His desire, his goal is to destroy you. So when you get up in the morning, you just know, yes, there is an all-powerful God, and if you're a child of God, God is on your side, but there is an enemy that is more powerful than you are if you're apart from the power of God, and he wants to destroy you. And in a few moments, we're going to have prayer concerning this. Because, folks, I think that sometimes we forget the devil is alive and well. And he's destroying lives today. He's working in this church. He is working in this church. He's trying to destroy families. He's trying to destroy marriages. He's trying to destroy the testimonies of God's people. He's trying to destroy the ministry of Victory Missionary Baptist Church. Dale, you know the devil hates you. He does. Me, Michael, you, everybody, if you're a child of God, Satan hates you and his desire is your absolute destruction. And he will attack you anywhere he can. Your family, your kids, your spouse, your workplace. He wants your destruction. That's why we have to have a continual and constant prayer life. So we're going to stop right here. With the knowledge that we have an enemy. I'm going to ask Brother Michael to come and everybody to stand. And let's pray for our church family. Let's pray for our kids. Let's pray for one another. That God give us strength to withstand the wiles of the devil.
To intercede for the families of Victory Baptist Church. Father, we do have an enemy. Father, we see your mighty hand, though, working in the lives of the families here. Lord, I thank you for the two young ones that have made professions of faith in the last couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to those baptisms. God, we thank you for that. We thank you that you're still working in the lives of our children. Father, but we have a lot of children still in this church that have not made those professions. And so, God, I pray for them. I pray that you would open their hearts and their minds to you and to receive Jesus. Father, I pray for their parents, that you would give them wisdom and give them the words that they need to speak and the attitude that they need to have in front of their children. Help them to be the example that they need to be so that it would be easy for their children to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray for those who are in this church that are married, Father, and those marriages are struggling. God, I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your patience.
Yes,
Father, I pray for your love to abound in those relationships, Father, and I pray for your will to be done in each and every one of them. And we know that your will is for those marriages to stay together.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray for those in our church family who don't have children at home, Lord, but they're grandparents, and they're helping to raise up grandchildren,
yes,
and they are trying to be that godly example. God, give them a heart of joy,
mm-hmm,
for those kids. Give,
yes,
them a desire for those kids, and help them more than anything else to desire to see those young people,
yes,
saved.
Yes,
Father, I pray for the young people in this church that have moved out of the house or that are grown and that are,
yes,
on that the edge of moving out. Father, I pray for wisdom for them, that you would bless them with your understanding and that you would align their heart's desire with your heart's desire, Father, because the enemy is after them. And the enemy desires to not only sift them, but to destroy them. And Father, I pray that you hedge about them with your angels, with your power, Father, and that their lives would be honoring and glorifying to you. Father, I do pray for this church, and I thank you for the ministries of this church, Father, but I pray that you help us to keep our eyes on you and on the main thing, and keep our eyes off of Satan and off of all the things he's dangling in front,
yes,
of us.
Lord.
Father, help us to desire you more than those things.
Yes, Lord.
Father, forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Brother Michael. You know, I'm reminded that oftentimes we look at things that happen through the course of a day and we say, you know, I've just had a bad day. Well, I don't believe in just having a bad day. I think what happens to God's people is oftentimes we get under attack and we don't even realize it because we have an enemy. We've got to be a praying people. Second thing that we've got to be a praying people about is we need guidance. You ever wonder, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Lord, what are we as a church supposed to do? Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. That word acknowledge, it's not just, Lord, I acknowledge you. It is a know God. The idea is that in all your ways, know God. Know that you're in the will of God. You're following the direction of God. Know that God is leading. We have a business meeting here in just a few moments. You know, oftentimes at business meeting, we become very mechanical. I appreciate Brother Greg and his leading us through those business meetings. But, you know, sometimes, and I've got to speak to myself, sometimes I just say, yeah, that sounds good, I'll vote for it. That's not acceptable. You know, when I vote for something, I need to be voting under the direction of the Holy Spirit of God. Whatever that is, there's nothing too small, you know? Because this is God's church. We want to make decisions that are God-given and God-led. And I'll tell you something else, especially that we need to really look hard at in our business meeting, and that is our mission. Our mission support. Oh, I appreciate our mission committee. They do such a great, great job. But you know, it's not just the mission committee whose job it is to support missions. It's the church's job. They go out, they do a lot of research that we don't do. But tonight, I want to remind you, do you know that Victory Missionary Baptist Church supports 21 mission points throughout the world every month? That's a lot of mission points. And that's just our regular support. Then we vote and send special offerings to special needs that arise from time to time. Our mission budget, I think I'm going on memory, somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 or more. Now listen, if you had $100,000, wouldn't you really stop and consider and ask, Lord, what am I supposed to do with that? Well, we're directing God's money. And here's the serious thing about it. Where we direct God's money may just determine if someone will be saved or if someone will not be saved. It may determine whether a missionary is able to stay on the field or has to come off the field. It may mean the difference between a mission folding or a mission that prospers and takes off and becomes a mighty church. So once again, you see these decisions that we often think are little and not a big deal, they are a big deal when you consider the big picture. Tonight, we're going to have prayer for our business meeting, specifically for our mission support. Now you understand, as we've got some mission things to take care of tonight, so before we get to that point in the business meeting, I want to have a special time of prayer. And Brother Ken's going to come. You come. And he's going to lead us specifically in our missions prayer tonight, as well as asking God's blessings on every decision that will be made.
Allowing us to have the opportunity to spread the gospel all over the world, Lord. I ask you to be with all the missionaries that preach and teach that salvation is a free gift from you. Belief in Jesus Christ died on the cross, is buried, and rose again. And Lord, I ask you to help all these missionaries. Many missionaries are around the world that are just struggling with loneliness, being separated from families. Many are being persecuted, and there's many other problems they have. I ask you to just comfort them, meet their needs, God. Help our church have a vision to want to get more involved in the missionaries and mission points that we support, God. Help us so that we'll want to give them a call. Just let them know we're praying for them. Help them send cards to them, God. Help us so that we can bring their names before your throne daily, God. Help us so that their work will become a part of our work here, God. Lord, I ask you to just give us a zeal like we've never had before, yes, in reaching people for you, God. Lord, I ask you to guide our church so that We will be good stewards of your money, God. We will be convicted about the places where we send it, God. You guide us on the ones that you want us to support, Lord. And Lord, if there's a man that needs a church to sponsor him, God, whether it's in the United States or out, lead him to us, God.
Yes.
Help us so that we can be greater servants for you, but
yes,
above all, help us be good stewards of the monies that we're to give out, God. And Lord, I ask you to just be with us so that we will not just be involved in the mission points that we support, but we'll be involved in mission work here at home, because each one of us are commanded to go into our communities. We're to reach the ones we work with, the ones we go to school with, God. We're to reach the ones across the street. Help us be diligent about bringing people to you and sharing the gospel with them, God. Lord, guide our ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need God's guidance every day, and especially as a church and the church decisions that we make. But you know, the bottom line is this. We just need God. We just need God every day. We need His help. You know, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, if you took that verse of Scripture and looked at it from the negative point of view, you could say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or I can do nothing without Christ who is my strength. The goal of this study in prayer is that prayer become like breathing to us. Every day. An essential part of our lives. Because you know what? Life's not getting easier. I thought, when I was a younger pastor, I thought, you know, when I become an older pastor, it won't be nearly as difficult. Because, you know, after years of study the Bible, you're going to know more and more. And boy, you could just preach at the drop of a hat. Boy, that was dumb. You know what I'm discovering? It's getting harder and harder. I don't mean that negatively, but preaching, for example. The more I study, the more I realize I don't know, so the more I have to study even more. You know? And when I see the times in which we live, I'm so disappointed in the direction that I see people go, our country go. What I know is that as a pastor, I need wisdom. Every day, wisdom. To make the decisions. And so, at this point, I want to ask you to pray for me, that God will give me wisdom in being your pastor. But I don't want you to just pray for me, because I want to share with you, every one of you need wisdom also. You see, y'all are working with people. You have the opportunity to influence people. You go out every day in your workplace and you meet the people you work with, and they're watching you to see if you really live what you believe. You need wisdom. So let's pray for one another. Let's pray that God will give us boldness. That we won't live in fear of what the world thinks, but rather we will live in victory. The life that God has given us to live. Let's pray that God will help us to accomplish our purpose on this planet. You're here for a reason. You know that? You're here for a reason. A God-given purpose. Let's pray for one another in our day-to-day process of life, that God will empower us that we will make a difference in the lives of other people that we come in contact with. Brother Kelly's going to come, and he's going to lead us in this prayer. And then we'll, if you will stand, Brother Kelly, will you come and pray?
For the confidence that we have in you, that we can come to you every day. Father, and not just a moment of need, but Father, every day we can come to you.
Yes, Lord.
And seek your wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
That we so desperately need in our lives. Father, I need you. Every person in this auditorium needs you. Every person in this world needs you, and they need to realize that today. Father, we have so many things that catch our minds, catch our hearts. And Father, a lot of them catch us off guard, and we just react.
Yes, Lord.
Without ever a thought of what you would have us to do. Father, it's my prayer that every day that we start the day seeking your face.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Seeking what you would have for us to do. Father, solidify our hearts that we would be honoring and glorifying you with every move that we make, with every person we come in contact with. Father, we know that we're human. We know that we will mess up. But Father, with you standing there next to us, living in our hearts and in our lives, Father, it's so much easier to follow your will and your guidance. I just pray that today that each and every one of us will seek your face, that we will lean on you. Father, help us every day. Every moment, every hour, to always be your child and do the things you'd have us to do. Father, I love you, and I want to praise you for all the good things that you've given us. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. We're going to close. But I want to remind you, we're going to close this portion of the service, but I wanted to remind you, this service tonight, the point of these prayers is to remind us of our great need for God. It's too easy to go through a day and not consider our great need. So as we go out this week, I want to challenge you, okay? Before you leave your house in the morning, stop and pray. Before you make that rash decision that you have to make at work, stop and pray. Before you tell that person who needs to be told off, stop and pray. When you see that person doing something that you know they shouldn't be doing, stop and pray for that person. Stop and pray at every opportunity that you have this week. Pray for your church. Pray for your fellow members. Pray for your church staff. And may God bless every one of you.